Now at 11 p.m., according to the WMFO digital clock, you are in tune with your freeform radio station. It is WMFO Medford. Now at 11:02, according to that very same WMFO digital clock, you are in tune with your freeform radio station. It is WMFO Medford. I'm Belinda, and this is Bubbles in the Think Tank. It's two, count them two, of the silliest hours of radio programming imaginable on this, what is this, Saturday evening? It's all the silliness you can stomach, all the silliness you can shake your stick at, and we have been double-dong daring you since 1990. It might happen in a different way tonight, here at Bubbles in the Think Tank. Coming up in around about 57 minutes, around about the midnight hour, it will be time for the radio obituaries. It's that time each week where we say farewell to those who have passed in recent days and weeks. On one hand, it's really nice these days to be completely caught up in the research side, the research and putting together side of the obits, but there's just not enough time to do the obits during the show. Go figure. Go figure. And we got to pick up that pace because, you know, the radio obituary retrospective, it's remarkably close to now. What, 5 weeks? 5 weeks from now, it'll be time for the radio obituary retrospective. When you know what that means, that means that your titular head of research and mine, Marshall Frederick Stockwell Jr., he's going to come poll you. Hopefully it's going to be good for all of us involved. He's going to ask you about which of the radio obituaries from November 1, 2015 through October 31st, 2016 you would like to hear retrospected during the annual clip show. You two will have a great time as he pulls you. So be on the lookout for that. That'll be coming up in a couple of weeks. And also coming up in a couple of weeks, I won't be here. I'm sorry. Well, before that happens, actually, let us look at a calendar, shall we? That could not be a bad thing for even a second to take a quick, brief look at the calendar. While I'm getting that calendar pulled up, by the way, let me thank everyone who has given to us so far during the big donations drive here at WMFO. We've had tons of people, just tons of you, I say, go over to donate.wmfo.org and make a love donation to keep Bubbles in the Think Tank alive. And I want to thank each and every one of you for doing it. Each and every one of you would be our chairman of the board, Sweet Joe Silver. We'd like to thank David, our director of Minutia, Bob, our cat wrangler, Eric. We want to thank Perry, our spiritual advisor, Polly C. We want to thank Casey. We've got an anonymous donor, and we've got our keymaster of quality control, Na Todd. And Dan. Look at us go. Just look at us go. Oh, yeah, and also Chuck Yu with his multilateral donation to many of the shows that he loves on WMFO. He's keeping it freeform, just as we all do. If you're interested in helping out, please head on over to donate.wmfo.org. Back to the calendar. So coming up on November, we are unscheduled here until November the 12th, at which that week I will not be in attendance here at the show. We'll see what happens then. Oh, I'm sorry, November 5th, of course, the Saturday before the election. Every 4 years it's going to happen. And it's happening again. It's John Lennon for President, brought to you by David Peel and the Super Apple Band. Then the Radio Obituary Retrospective coming up on November the 26th. Oh my goodness. Then sometime the 10th, the 17th, or the 24th of December, it'll be the Heap Big Christmas Mad Lib. We're still negotiating the details there. Looks like January the 7th, it's going to be the Bee's Knees. The Bee's Knees are coming. And I think there's probably another Saturday I'm going to be gone in there too, but I'm not sure yet. Nothing is confirmed. It was confirmed that it wasn't. Now it might be. I don't know. So there's all of that for you. I think it's time for us to get into the silliness because, you know, Marshall Frederick Stockwell Jr., we've mentioned him here before. I'm sure we have. He may have mentioned to you his affinity for tomato-based products. Here's one that had a minimum of 3 tomato-based products when I experienced it just recently on my vacation at the Hillbilly Hot Dogs in West Virginia. Go hunt down those pictures. Post them if you want to over at the Bubbles in the Think Tank chat group. Facebook chat group, even. Thanks for listening to us tonight here at Bubbles in the Think Tank.
When I take my baby out to dine, she don't drink whiskey and she don't drink wine. She don't like beer and she won't drink gin. So, buddy, here's the fix I'm in. My baby likes chili dogs. Yes, my baby likes chili dogs. Now, I've been bucking that good home cooking, but my baby likes chili dogs. Yes, baby likes chili dogs. Baby likes chili dogs. Now I've been bookin' that good home cooking, but baby likes chili dogs. Now they got good cooking down at Sloppy Joe's. Smells so good I have to hold my nose. They really bring it in from right to left, but I have to eat it all up by myself. My baby likes chili dogs. Yes, my baby likes chili dogs. Now I've been bookin' that good home cooking, cause my baby likes chili dogs. Yes, baby likes chili dogs. Baby likes chili dogs. Now I've been bookin' that good home cooking, cause baby likes chili dogs.
saying,
St. Peter, bring me a chili dog.
Baby like chili dogs, baby like chili dogs.
Now I've been bugging that good home cook, cause my baby likes chili dogs.
No tuna from the tuna, no tamale, Mexicali, cause my baby likes chili dogs.
Things have come to a pretty pass. Our romance is growing flat. For you like this and the other, while I go for this and that. Goodness knows what the end will be. Oh, I don't know where I'm at. It looks as if we two will never be one. Something must be done.
You say either, I say either. You say neither, and I say neither. Either, either, and either, neither. Let's call the whole thing off. Yes, you like potato, and I like potato. You like tomato, and I like tomato. Potato, potato, tomato, tomato, let's call the whole thing off. But oh, if we call the whole thing off, then we must part. And oh, if we ever part, then that might break my heart. So if you like pajamas, I like pajamas. I'll wear pajamas, give up pajamas. For we know we need each other, so we better call it off, off. Oh, let's call the whole thing off, yeah.
You say laughter and I say laughter. You say after and I say after. Laughter, laughter, after, after. Let's call the whole thing off. You like vanilla and sarsaparilla, and I sarsaparilla. Vanilla, vanilla, or chocolate strawberry. Let's call the whole thing off. But oh, if we call the whole thing off, then we must part. And oh, if we ever part, then that might break my heart. So if you go for oysters and I go for oysters, I'll order oysters and cancel the oysters. For we know we need each other, so we better call the calling of off. Let's call the whole thing off.
Yes, you say either.
And you say either.
You say neither.
And you say neither.
Either.
Either.
And either.
And neither.
Let's call the whole thing off.
And you like potato.
You like tomato.
And you like tomato.
Potato.
Potato.
Tomato.
Tomato.
Let's call the whole thing off.
But oh, if we call the whole thing off, then we must part. And oh, if we ever part, then that might break my heart.
Pajamas.
Like pajamas.
I'll wear pajamas.
You got pajamas.
For we know we need each other, so we better call the calling of home.
Let's call the whole thing off.
Let's call the whole thing off.
Tomato soup in my mouth. Oh, tomatoes. Tomatoes. Tomato tornado.
Ugh.
Ain't nothing in the world that I like better than bacon and lettuce and homegrown tomatoes. Up in the morning and out in the garden, get your ripe ones, don't get a hard one. Plant them in the spring, eat them in the summer. All winter without them's a culinary bummer. I forgot all about the sweating and the digging. Every time I go out and pick me a big one. Homegrown tomatoes, homegrown tomatoes. What would life be without homegrown tomatoes? Only two things that money can't buy, and that's true love and homegrown tomatoes. That's for sure, but there's nothing that a homegrown tomato won't cure. Put them in a salad, put them in a stew. You can make your own very own tomato juice. You can eat them with eggs and eat them with gravy. You can eat them with beans, pinto or navy. Put them on the side, put them in the middle. A homegrown tomato on a hot cake griddle. Homegrown tomatoes, homegrown tomatoes. What'd life be without homegrown tomatoes? Only two things that money can't buy, and that's true. Homegrown tomatoes. If I was to change this life I lead, you could call me Johnny Tomato Seed. Cause I know what this country needs is homegrown tomato in every yard you see. When I die, don't bury me in a box in a cold dark cemetery. Out in the garden would be much better, cause I could be a pushing up a homegrown tomatoes. Homegrown tomatoes, homegrown tomatoes. What a life be without homegrown tomatoes. It's only two things that money can't buy, and that's true love. Homegrown tomatoes, homegrown tomatoes. What a life be without homegrown tomatoes. It's only two things that money can't buy, and that's true love. Homegrown tomatoes.
Rich or poor, folks who have a lot of Jack,
they
get their high class, come right down to my class.
Mother's red hot French fries
and chili mac. Why
on? From a movie, but any kind of movie, carousing in my Cadillac. This ain't no crack, it's a natural fact. I gotta have my snack, or I blow my stack. For red hot French fries and chili mac. Ooh, red hot French fries and chili mac. Ooh, red hot French fries and chili mac.
Sitting on the grass.
He's eating a sandwich.
It's cheese and tomato. The man is a sandwich.
His body's the cheese.
His brain's the tomato.
His legs are the bread. See him stand up
and fall down again.
His legs made of bread.
His brain a tomato. I said a tomato.
His brain a tomato.
The pips are his thoughts.
The juice is like blood.
The juice is like blood.
want some meat on my tomato. Something I can hold on to. Then I kiss my Mary Lou. Oh boy, thin as a rail. Yeah, that's the modern female. They stay away from mashed potatoes. How can you drool to a shape like a root? Want some meat on my tomato. Yeah, play it, Big Daddy, play it. Big sound for a big woman, yeah. Don't you know my favorite dish? Here's a gallon. Listen, you girl, seeking masculine pals. Forget your dad and eat them potatoes. Cause I like them round, all the way to the ground. I want some meat on my tomato. Clock stuff straight up and down. Your feet big enough, but you got nothing going on up above. I had a chick I used to put in the check room all the time because she looked like an umbrella.
You are still in tune with your freeform radio station. It is WMFO Medford. I remain Belinda. This continues to be Bubbles in the Think Tank. I'm so glad you're all here with me. So very glad. It made coming up those stairs all worth it. Freddie knows what I'm talking about. Thanks again to everyone who's made their way over to the big WMFO donations drive page. That's, of course, at donate.wmfo.org. We've had many, many, many lovely people help us out here at Bubbles in the Think Tank. And I'd like to thank everyone for it. If you want to help out, go on over there, donate.wmfo.org, and help us out tonight. This isn't going on forever. It's not. Unlike this here radio show, of course, 30 years in, into our 31st year, that's what that means. It feels something like forever, doesn't it? Depends on your perspective, I guess. Well, we got plenty more to go tonight before we get up to the radio obituary, so we better jump right back in. I might be making some of you hungry. Perhaps some of you should consider bringing food to me at the end of the program. No, no, no. You don't need to do that. Not actually hungry right now. By the time it's over, might be a different story. But right now, I'm good. So good. Then I'm going to go to a Bubbles in the Think Tank favorite. It's The Shocking Blue right here on your freeform radio station. It is WMFO Medford.
There was a man who was very henpecked by his wife. He used to come into the bar every morning about 11 o'clock when they opened to have a quick libation. His wife would inevitably get there 5 minutes later and say, "John, what are you drinking?" Her name was Mary, incidentally. He would always say, "Oh, nothing." But she would always taste it and make him toss the drink out and drink some ginger ale or Coke. So one day, in desperation, desiring a strong libation, he said to Pete, the bartender, "Pete, have you got anything that will fool my wife? Have you got anything you can make up into a drink that doesn't look or smell like liquor?" Well, tomato juice, of course, doesn't look like liquor. So Pete started in with tomato juice and vodka, which has practically no odor, particularly Smirnoff vodka, which is a very good vodka, probably the best domestic vodka in the United States. It's supposed to come, as we know, originally from a Russian formula and is made in Hartford, Connecticut. Vodka came originally from Russia and is today made up also in Poland and Czechoslovakia, but that is very hard to get a hold of. But this Smirnoff vodka is quite good, and Pete, realizing that, started making this concoction. He used about 4 ounces of tomato juice. It's a large drink, and although sometimes it is served in a cocktail glass, I think it is better as a long drink. Then 2 ounces of Smirnoff vodka, 1 ounce of lemon juice, freshly squeezed, 1/4 teaspoon of Worcestershire sauce, Lee and Perrins. Sometimes they add more than that, but it makes it too strong. Then a little bit of salt and a little black pepper from a hand pepper mill. And finally, some cracked ice. He put all the ingredients into a shaker, shook it violently a few times, and poured the contents into a highball glass. Just as John was about to enjoy it, in walked his wife, Mary, and said, "What's that?" "Oh, nothing, darling, just tomato juice." Then, of course, she said, "May I taste it?" After tasting it, she said, "Why, that's excellent tomato juice." And from then on, she went from store to store to the A&P in the supermarket sampling their various offerings of tomato juice. But no store came up with one as good as the tomato juice Pete had made. So she went to Pete and ordered some tomato juice in quart containers, and that was the last that was heard of Mary. They gave the drink the appellation Mary and called it Bloody because it was red, and that is how a Bloody Mary was originated.
In a garden was a red tomato, surrounded by some bush. And to reach that red tomato, you always have to push. My red tomato, my ripe tomato, you can pick my tomato, that is, if you have the right size stick.
Red tomato, you would like to plump. So, my red tomato,
look very creepy. They pushed it, that was the perfect thing. You didn't even give me time to shave. So, my red tomato, my red tomato, you can pick my tomato if you are the right size.
Second cousin of Juanita Banana, worked on a grape vineyard all her life. Her job was to dance on the grapes each day until there was enough wine to fill 10 barrels. When Juanita Banana became a great opera star, Rosita Tomato got jealous and decided to become a famous dancer. So she washed her feet, put on her first pair of shoes, and moved to the big city. Got her first chance to appear before a large audience in a very important dance contest. The music began. Rosita walked out to the middle of the stage, but became terrified. She couldn't move. The people started to laugh and shout and throw things at Rosita. Her heart was broken. With tears running down her beautiful face, she slowly began to walk off the stage. But as fate would have it, she accidentally stepped on a grape that someone must have thrown at her. All of a sudden, her feet took life. She started to dance better than she ever did. She was sensational. The crowd screamed wildly, "Viva Rosita! Viva Rosita!" She was the greatest dancer of all.
Baby, doom. Baby, doom. Baby, doom. Baby, doom. Baby, doom. You see a great big sign saying Millie cooks the best of chili. Millie cooks the best of chili. Millie cooks the best of chili. Cause Sister Millie Chili is her name. She cooked them on the wall, in the hall, every little place that the insects crawl. Oh baby, oh baby, oh baby, oh baby, oh baby. Now in walked the cat doing the mambo. Ordered him a bowl of the same. Ate some of Millie's chili, and now he don't mumble the same. Hey! Well, if you ever down on the avenue, looking for a little bit of something to do, step around the corner and feel the man look up. You see a great big sign saying on the wall, in the hall, in the little place that the insects call. Oh baby, oh baby, oh baby, oh baby, oh baby, oh baby, baby. Millie cooks the best of chili. Millie cooks the best of chili.
Chili sauce.
Millie cooks the best of chili.
Oregano.
Millie cooks the best of chili.
Burger meat.
Millie cooks the best of chili. Call Sister Millie Chili is her name.
Baby do. Baby do.
My fruit salads.
That we knew.
L-O-D. Yeah.
Bother laying turf. It's life, not books, that taught me all I've learned. Whoop, in the above, and my rice pudding's getting burnt. Here, have you seen the new attachment on me drill? I must have the cat put down, cos he's ill.
Hey, neighbour!
Mine inflates balloons.
Whoops!
Here comes the spoon.
My pink heart of the brain pie separates me from the incredibly fascinating story of your life and every day-to-day event in all its minute and tedious attention to detail. And was it a Thursday or a Wednesday or... Oh, no, it wasn't, so who cares anyway, because I do not so normal. If you're normal, I intend to be a freak for the rest of my life. And I shall baffle you with cabbages and rhinoceroses in the kitchen in sets and quotations from Now We Are Six through the mouthpiece of Lord Snoopy's giant poisoned electric head.
So there.